one of my favorite pastimes is going into a rundown dive of a restaurant and discovering that the food is fantastic. That's such a great surprise. It's not so great when the food is as rundown as the place, of course, but I'm sure you know what I mean. There's nothing appealing or attractive about the exterior or the decorations on the inside. But you've heard everyone talk about this little joint and that they have the best this or the most extraordinary that. And so we learned that we have to hold off on judgment of the place until we actually taste the food. The same is true when it comes to judging others. And what we learn in the book of James today is that judgment based solely on externals will cause you to miss the good stuff. Welcome to Life Words, day by day. James chapter 2, verse 1. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. In this verse, James holds up a huge stop sign to his readers. He's just told us to keep ourselves unstained from the world. And now James is telling us not to show partiality. It can literally be read, stop having partiality as you hold the faith. One commentator translated the verse this way. Stop trying to maintain your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ along with acts of partiality. So one method of the world is to show partiality, however it may benefit you. But Christians are not supposed to be like that. This word translated partiality, it's an interesting word, and it means to receive the face. In our day and time, we might say that it is to take something at face value. This is not the first time this command has been laid down. In fact, it comes from just God's character. So the rule, the principle that James is giving us is that Christians are not to show partiality. But then James ends the sentence this way, as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Don't miss this because James is doing something to grab our attention. He's telling us that if we were to judge Jesus like we judge others, then we would have missed the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ in the incarnation was nothing special to look at. He wouldn't have stood out in a crowd. There was nothing about his external appearance that would have made us say, that guy right there is somebody. And if we would have judged him according to his appearance, which is what most everyone did, then we would have ushered the Lord of all glory right out of our churches and right out of our lives. But we know better now, because of the work of the Spirit opening our eyes to see who Jesus really is. And so we judge others not based on externals only. We cannot be a people who carry that stain of the world. As you pray today, please remember Justin Burdick and his family, our missionaries in Mississippi. Also, remember the Moray Life Word broadcast in Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, and Ghana.